It tonight, and we can watch it tomorrow.
Terrific.
Yeah, lover, I can hardly wait.
I don't mind waiting. Christy came across the small room to sit beside Ryan on the narrow bed. She laid her hand on his stubbled cheek.
Want me to shave you?
No! Yeah, all right.
I'm real sorry, Ryan. It was stupid of me to go on about this film show. I'll stay here with you this afternoon.
Ryan felt close to tears. Not only was he washed in his own self-pity because he wouldn't be able to see the precious movies, but now the person he loved most in the world was offering to miss them on his behalf. You don't have to stay away. No need for us both not to see them. Christy kissed him, her arms around his neck, holding him tight.
Stupid of me, lover.
No, it wasn't. I know Mildred says that the sight could come back in a few days, but I can't build my hopes on that. Trader said a man who wouldn't face facts was a man who wouldn't face up to living.
What did Trader know about the problem you have?
Trader knew plenty, Christy, and he was right. I'm blind. Sure, there's a long shot it might come back, like it might snow in New Mexico in July. Doesn't happen often. So the sooner I face it, the better for all of us. I'll come to the vids and you can tell me what's going on, all right?
All right.
Freshly shaved, Ryan stepped out into the bright afternoon air, pausing on the porch of the Banbury Hotel, with Christy holding his arm.
Is it just my imagination, or is that nasty smell of damp going away a little?
Your imagination. When I pulled on my boots this morning, I could swear there was already mildew growing in them. You could farm mushrooms in the corner under the bed.
Ryan turned his face, staring up into the sky. Is it sunny?
Some. Patches of high cloud. Signs of thunderheads over to the west. Could rain later.
Ryan opened and shut his good eye, trying to distinguish some difference, but there was none. Other than the now familiar brightly colored floaters, his vision was still black.
Looks like most of Branton's coming to the show. Dozens of them.
Huh. Not surprising. A Frontierville like this, way out in the boonies, probably don't get much in the way of visiting entertainment.
True enough. No sign of anybody who looks like they might be linked to a baron or this mysterious family that we heard about. Just plain folks.
How far is the butcher's?
We're here. You can almost spit from one end of the main street to the other.
Ryan immediately noticed the odor of hot, fresh-spilled blood. The butcher had been slaughtering that very morning, and the carcasses of a half-dozen sheep, some calves, and a couple of roe deer were hanging on steel hooks from the ceiling, eviscerated and dripping blood. The screen was a near-white sheet that Ford had unfolded from the back of his rig, setting it up on one wall. Benches and chairs had been brought from all over the ville.
It's a good thing Doc got here early and saved us seats. The place is packed, lover. There's people standing in the back, too. And there go the lights. I guess this is it.
For Ryan, it was an hour or more of almost total boredom. He would have given a handful of top jack to have been able to see the scenes that Christy whispered to him.
Kaya! This one must have been made at the end of the long winters. It's in black and white, not color. Shows banks of snow around the edges of some real big city.
This is Duluth, Minnesota. The tin was labeled, else I'd never have known. Frozen Sea is one of the Great Lakes. Not sure which.
It is most likely Lake Superior, sir.
And the people look rad-sick and raggedy. Faces all waxen and lined and dirty.
Never seen such poor folk.
Next came a color film of a chem storm.
Must be real early as well. You can see all sorts of space junk burning up and coming down through the lightning.
Ryan had often seen a similar spectacle, though it had definitely decreased in frequency in the past few years. The detritus was largely the residue of the ill-fated Star Wars element of the totality concept. Bits of missile launchers, tracking devices, and laser guns blown apart during the brief holocaust of Skydark, circling Earth in their own eccentric orbits, dropping lower and lower, until they flared through the atmosphere and burned back again. The third of Johannes Ford's films was a sound film of a herd of wild mustangs.
Freedom, lover. Looks like it was filmed from the back of a pickup wagon. Now they're going through a river crossing between trees. Sun and spray and shafts of bright light. Magnificent.
Gradually, Ryan lost count of the movies that Ford was showing, losing touch with the subject matter. It was as though his blindness had somehow affected his short-term memory. After the old films, some of them going back the better part of 80 years, there was a lot more modern stuff. Some Pueblo rituals and a gunfight in a frontier township, ending with a close-up of crimson blood seeping into yellow sand.
Proud of that! Nearly caught the last train west myself. Bullet glanced off the camera tripod.
Next, young women dressed in their finest smiled shyly as they paraded through a town.
Oh my God! I've been there! That's Omaha, Nebraska!
A game of baseball was played between a team of young Norm children and some muties in a frontier pest hole.
Ryan, I wish you could see this. It looks like it was shot around the southern edge of the Darks.
This is the kind of film that I could make here in Brampton, if everyone is agreeable. Ah, this is a Smallville close to the headwaters of the Missouri River that I took a month ago. Start with a general shot, panning all the way around, then the main street.
Everyone's grinning at the camera. They look like a load of apes escaped from a zoo and dressed in their keeper's best clothes.
What happened?
Oh. A fat guy in a suit two sizes too small for him walked toward the camera.
Full of piss and self-importance, striding along, thumbs in his watch chain, like he owned the whole town.
Living proof of pride coming before the fall.
He fell over, did he?
After he stepped in the biggest cow flop you ever saw.
Now comes a dramatic segment of film I've made with a few special effects. What's wrong, folks? Someone die in here? only kidding, of course.
What's he talking about? What's the film showing now?
Old ship. Alongside a dock. Ruined bill behind it. There's loads of rats pouring off the vessel. A close-up of some of them. They've got a double layer of teeth, Ryan. Needle-pointed. A man just appeared. Could be Ford himself. Wearing a weird wig that makes him look bald.
Nosferatu, the vampire.
It was a crudely edited and jumpily shot scene, the camera seeming to be operated by an inexpert hand. Ford kept turning and leering campily at the screen, though at least twice he was clearly calling out orders to whoever worked the camera. Then the visual trick started. Clumsy and unsophisticated, compared to the amazing special effects Doc had seen just before they gave him his time push into Deathlands from December 2000. But the audience in the slaughterhouse in Brampton acted as if they'd never seen anything like it before. To Doc's right, someone stood up and then slumped down to the blood-slick floor in a dead faint.
Folks, it's only a film! Don't panic! I'll turn it off! There!
The flickering images vanished from the sheet, being replaced by a stark white rectangle of dazzling light that spilled over and showed the disemboweled corpses of the animals swinging from their hooks. A bizarre figure appeared in the core of the light, as sudden as a pantomime demon, holding up both hands for silence.
Everyone sit down!
Who the fuck's that?
I think we've just met a member of the family. 6'3", weighs... I'd be surprised if he tipped the scales above 110. Slim build, long white hair and pale face. Looks quite a bit like Jack. Black suit, beautifully cut, and a... I guess it's a cloak across his shoulders. Black satin lined with scarlet silk. From the quality of his clothes, the family must be seriously wealthy.
What's his age?
Difficult, lover. Around the late 20s into the 30s.
Does he have weapons?
Nothing I can see. No obvious bulges under the arm or at the hip. His clothes are too well cut and too tight to let him hide a blaster.
Ford fumbled with the controls of the projector. Suddenly, the powerful halogen bulb went out, plunging the blood-scented abattoir into total blackness.
It's just gone pitch black in here.
Dean, go find a light switch.
Ryan felt his son move away, and was aware of a stab of something that he guessed was fear. He felt for Christy's hand and held her tightly.
Is everything all right?
Everything is perfectly all right, Mr. Carter. The alarm is over.
So I hear. You have me at a disadvantage, Mr. You can see me, but I don't see you.
Seeing and not seeing are merely the opposing sides of the same coin.
Can't say I believe that. And I still don't hear your name.
I'm Elric Cornelius. I'm one of the members of what is known locally as the family, I believe. And you and your friends are welcome to Brampton.
Thanks.
The taint